4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 55 degrees, KSL's top story. Parents dropping their kids off at Emerson Elementary in Salt Lake City were met with a crowd this morning. Parents and students were out protesting how their school district's implementing Utah's new controversial bathroom law.
Dozens of people stood on the corner of Liberty Heights Fresh, waving transgender pride flags and holding signs saying honk for equality. This was planned in response to the Salt Lake City School District planning to show every student slideshows about the new law requiring people to use the bathroom aligning with the gender on their birth certificate.
Tell me where there's an instance of this having created a actual problem in the schools up till now.
One parent, Allison, tells me she thinks there was no need to explain the law to young kids in the first place, saying many of them
have no idea what these things mean, why they're being presented.
The district says the new law requires them to inform each student about it and that they felt this was the best way since they don't know every student who could potentially be impacted. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The law's original sponsor, Representative Kira Berkland, says she doesn't think a slideshow is the best way to inform students about the new law. Instead, she says it should be dealt with one-on-one.
When there's a student who doesn't want to use a bathroom that corresponds with their sex, they would go, or their parents would go, and talk to the school. It's the school's job then to talk to that student and inform that student and that student's parents or guardians.
She says it's then up to the parents and teachers to put forth a plan that will help the child use the bathroom that corresponds with their gender or a single-occupancy bathroom. KSL News Time, 4:32. We have breaking news at KSL. We're hearing about a crash involving a tracks train and a vehicle. UTA says they're currently trying to get the driver of the vehicle out of the car. Spokesperson Carl Arkey says the crash took place at 100 West North Temple on a green line.
We do have a bus bridge that's in place right now between our Jackson Euclid station and Fair Park station.
We do not have the current condition of the driver in that vehicle. We're going to keep you updated with the latest here at KSL News Radio. Our top national story this hour, the NYPD is explaining why a police officer fired a gun while trying to clear protesters at Columbia University this week.
NYPD officers entering Columbia's Hamilton Hall through a window Tuesday evening, working to secure the building when Assistant Chief Carlos Valdez says an officer accidentally discharged his firearm while trying to gain access to an office.
At no time were any police officers, members of the public, or any protesters in danger. This was purely unintentional.
The NYPD averages about 8 accidental discharges a year. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
Officials in Connecticut are working hard this afternoon, tearing down an overpass over a major interstate. This comes after a car sideswiped a tanker truck filled with fuel yesterday, sending flames unfurling across I-95. The governor of Connecticut, Ned Lamont, says the bridge will be fully removed soon.
We declared our emergency declaration yesterday. Hopefully that puts us in the front of the line, make sure we get the federal support we need.
Lamont says workers are on track to reopen the road, the highway, by Monday. Due to the Provo City Half Marathon, University Avenue between 300 South and 200 North will close 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to stay closed till 2 tomorrow afternoon. At 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, the outside northbound lane of University Avenue will close for the race as well, from 300 South to the mouth of Provo Canyon. A Draper family was inspired to host a blood drive today. It honors their one-year-old son's fight against cancer. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera with details.
Their son, Onyx Onodera, has had multiple blood transfusions to kick off his two-year-long battle with cancer. That's what sparked the idea to hold a blood drive at the Ivy in Draper today to benefit others who need life-saving blood in their time of need. Even though Onyx and his parents are unable to attend as he continues his fight at Primary Children's Hospital, his aunt and the Red Cross will collect donations until late this evening. The Onoderas want to express their gratitude to the donors who made those transfusions possible and hope their one-year-old's fight will inspire others to donate.
If you can't make that drive today, you can make an appointment to donate at redcrossblood.org. KSL News Time, 4:35. The body of a man missing for 5 years has been found in Box Elder County. The sheriff's office there says a medical examiner has ID'd the remains of Matthew J. Broncho, who went missing in the remote Hansel Mountains near Snowville in March of 2019. KSL News Time, 4:35. Now, a quick look at traffic. Ricky Meese is here. Problem spots?
Oh, yeah. We have several of them. We have a new accident reported on southbound I-15 in Murray at 4500 south to the right. And we still have crews on the scene, but they're close to wrapping up this crash on southbound I-15, 1300 south also on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way next. Stay here.
Paid